Okay, I'll stand here just briefly.
Okay.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome. This is Imagination. My name is Jonathan Naventhal, and I'm the Technology Director of Imagination. And apparently, I should. It's terribly commercial and important here, is what I hear. So I thought I'd just tell you a little bit about why we're having this here. I really can't talk across the I thought I'd just say a few words about why we're having this here, and I'm going to try and make it not sound like, and here's a word from our sponsor, which is really not what I'm trying to say. And now a word from our sponsor. Imagination is a design and events agency, and our job is to get communications from our clients to normally their clients. And we have many different media that we work in. Our specialism is really very large events. We do, for example, the motor shows for Ford Motor Company around the world, and they have a number of brands, as I'm sure everybody knows, with Volvo and Land Rover and so on, as well as obviously Ford. And that's the word from our sponsor, Mighty Fine Cars. And we're about 400 or 500 people. It depends on how many freelancers we have doing what kind of work. And many of our people are very traditional types of media, let's just say graphic design or architecture or filmmakers or writers or people who put presentations together, script writers, people who put productions on, who put shows. We have many people from theatre industries and so on. Increasingly, of course, communication is digital. We have a whole floor of people who work in various digital media, and increasingly we find that the tools that one goes out and spends money on don't actually do enough for you. As the technology director, it's one of my responsibilities to make technological choices about what will our firm use to design the stuff that the people use to communicate their various evil commercial marketing messages. And obviously much of this is web today, and long gone, thankfully, are the days when people sit down and write in HTML or whatever. Thankfully long gone. And today we're much more active websites, we're interconnected websites, we're database backed up websites, or commercial, money taking websites, etc. To do that, you need to have mechanisms. You can sometimes buy the things, or better yet, are ones that you can become part of a community for. So over recent times, I was at the European Open Source Conference in Brussels, specifically with the aim of what CMSs are people playing with. We have had a long history of using open source things, which have the advantages of you are responsible for what happens. And we need to be responsible for what happens, because the nature of a fixed event, as opposed to a tight deadline, a fixed event that's going to happen at 9:30 on Tuesday, the 13th of September, will happen at that time. That's the nature of show business and large events. And we need to be able to make sure that that happens and know where the risks are. If you have commercial software, not specifically commercial, if you have closed source software that you can't look at, it's incredibly difficult to know how close you are to the precipice. And if you have open source software, even if you've got to pay for it, but you can read it, you can see how much risk you're taking, whether there's a bug near what you're doing, and when you bump into one of these bugs, you can find out what's going on. And in principle, one could find, dozens of friends to come help you, possibly for money, to get rid of this bug. In commercial software, there's nothing you can do. You can shout at your supplier, who will eventually stop answering their phone. And if you have... That's what happens. It's happened to you, but it sounds a bit...
He's a supplier.
it's in the manual, page 2. And so we started adopting open source for these reasons. is that when it all goes smelly, horrible, you can at least look at what's going on. And in our experience, you can usually get hold of the person who wrote that piece of code, and usually they don't even want money. They say, yeah, you just do this, fool, didn't you read it? And you got it. And there was a guy I tried to hire once to help us with a technical problem, and he refused to come do something that easy. And he just would write me these three-line messages for how to fix it. And he operated under what he called beerware. And beerware involves, while I write this stuff for my own purposes, if it's any use to you and you think it helped you and you ever meet me, please feel free to buy me a beer. And so this is a little bit like beerware here. We've adopted Drupal for most of our things here, not all of them, but for many of our web projects here, just because we find that it's easier to understand. That's to say, our lead times have become shorter because it's easier to understand. The manuals are no better, no worse than anybody else's manuals and documentation. Not really as good as one would like, but you can just go read it and find out what's going on, or phone a friend, or 50-50, or some other method of finding out what's going on, because you can look, and that helps us with our deadlines and our work. So that's the summary. And here's a word from our sponsor. We are often looking for people who know how to work Drupal and PHP and whatnot, and we thought we'd just say that to people. This is amongst the many fine places in the media world where you can get work, but that's not the real purpose here. The real purpose here is for us to have more people we can call when we make trouble for ourselves. And you all owe me a beer. So thank you very much. I hope you have a good evening. I hope this is of some interest to you, and I'll pass you back to Peter, who knows what's happening next.